Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 69, Scene 1, A Description of Dwaraka. The great sage Narada heard that Lord Krishna had married 16,000 wives after he had killed the demon Naraka Asura, sometimes known as Bauma Asura. Narada became astonished that Lord Krishna had expanded himself into 16,000 forms and married all these wives simultaneously in different places. Being inquisitive as to how Krishna was managing his household affairs with so many wives, Narada desired to see these pastimes, and so Narada set out to visit Krishna's different homes. When Narada arrived in Dwaraka, he saw that the gardens and parks were full of various flowers of different colors and orchards that were overloaded with varieties of fruits. Many beautiful birds were chirping and peacocks were delightfully crowing. There were tanks and ponds full of blue and red lotus flowers. Some of these sites were filled with varieties of lilies. The lakes were full of nice swans and cranes, whose voices resounded everywhere. In the city of Dwaraka, there were as many as 900,000 great palaces built of first-class marble, with gates and doors made of silver. The posts of the houses and palaces were bedecked with jewels, such as touchstones, sapphires, and emeralds, and the floors gave off a beautiful luster. The highways, lanes, streets, crossings, and marketplaces were all beautifully decorated. The whole city of Dwaraka was full of residential homes, assembly houses, and temples, all of different architectural beauty. All of this made Dwaraka a glowing city. The big avenues, crossings, lanes, streets, and also the thresholds of every residential house were very clean. On both sides of every path there were bushes, and at regular intervals there were large trees that shaded the avenues so that the sunshine would not bother the passerbys. In this greatly beautiful city of Dwaraka, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, had many residential quarters. The great kings and princes of the world used to visit these palaces just to worship Krishna. The architectural plans were made personally by Vishvakarma, the engineer of the demigods, and in the construction of the palaces, Vishvakarma exhibited all of his talents and ingenuity. These residential quarters numbered more than 16,000, and a different queen of Lord Krishna resided in each one of them. The great sage Narada entered one of these houses and saw that the pillars were made of coral and the ceilings bedecked with jewels. The walls, as well as the arches between the pillars, glowed from the decorations of different kinds of sapphires. Throughout the palace, there were many canopies made by Vishvakarma that were decorated with strings of pearls. The chairs and other furniture were made of ivory, bedecked with gold and diamonds, and jeweled lamps dissipated the darkness within the palace. There was so much incense and flavored gum burning that the scented fumes were coming out of the windows, and so the peacocks sitting on the steps became illusioned by the fumes, mistaking them for clouds, and thus they began dancing jubilantly. There were many maidservants, all of whom were decorated with gold necklaces, bangles, and beautiful saris. And there were also many male servants who were nicely dressed in cloaks and turbans and jeweled earrings. Beautiful as they were, the servants were all engaged in different household duties. Thus ends Chapter 69, Scene 1, A Description of Dwaraka. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula. Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula. Bhakata Seva Padamasiddhi Prem Lati Kara Mula. Bhakata Seva Padamasiddhi Premalati Kara Mula. Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula.
Dust from the lotus feet of pure devotees is conducive to devotional service, while service to Vaishnavas is itself the supreme perfection and the root of the tender creeper of divine love. The following are notes on this chapter by our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. Srila Jiva Goswami points out that the word Tvashta, also known as Vishvakarma, manifested the expertise of the Supreme Lord, and thus Vishvakarma was able to build such exquisite palaces numbering over 16,000.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.